620, 1320 WILS. Later in the show, we'll talk to the author of the brand new book, The Islamic Jesus. He will tell us why Muslims today need to turn to Jesus to solve some of their most pressing problems as a religion. But first, you've heard that debt is bad and you should avoid it. Well, my next guest says that's not really the whole story. He's actually, he knows what he's talking about. He's a New York Times bestselling author, founder and CEO of Supernova Companies. He was a former executive director of Morgan Stanley Wealth Management, recognized as one of the top 40 advisors under 40 years old by On Wall Street magazine. And the accolades go on and on. Tom Anderson with us, author of the new book, The Value of Debt in Wealth Building, or I should say, The Value of Debt in Building Wealth is the name. Tom, great to have you on WILS.
Hey, thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
Yeah, what I wonder, in your life, how much debt would you say you've really been in yourself?
How much debt have I had on myself?
Yeah, I mean, as a financial advisor, how much debt, I mean, at the very worst, how much debt were you really carrying?
Well, I mean, there was a time in my life that I was check to check, like many people are. I didn't have any money in my checking account, had very little in my savings, was carrying a balance on my credit card, slamming money into my retirement plan, so I thought I was doing the right thing, but I wasn't on track. That was early in my career, and I've used debt throughout life to have a mortgage and so forth, but I've had good and bad experiences with debt. I think that's what a lot of people have experienced in their life.
I mean, when you're in that position where you're living paycheck to paycheck, how do you really manage debt in that situation?
When you are living paycheck to paycheck?
Yeah, I mean, when it's so tight that you need the debt to just survive day to day, how do you deal with that?
Yeah, so what happens is, first of all, I assume that people are, in this book, making more than $50,000 as a household for income, and I assume that you can be disciplined and responsible, and so those are two big assumptions, but if you're making more than $50,000 and you are check to check, what I try to do is create a glide path of how you can break through and have more liquidity and flexibility in your life, and a lot of what happens is, people are in such this anti-debt hysteria. They rush to pay down, student debt, but they don't have money in their checking account, and they keep themselves in this liquidity trap. And so this book is all about breaking that liquidity trap that we put ourselves in.
Okay. Now, you talk about good debt and bad debt. Tell me, what is the good debt?
Sure. Good debt's going to be things like a mortgage. Let's say that you have a mortgage at 4 or 5%, and your CPA says to you, hey, that's fully tax deductible, and your after-tax cost of it is, 3 or 4%. That's going to be good. Some types of student debt have very low rates with them and might have incredible tax benefits with them. And so anything that has a very low interest rate associated with it, you want to be careful, especially if you don't feel that you have liquidity or flexibility, or if you're stressed about money. Paying down good debt is a one-way liquidity trap, and I want you to keep that good debt in your life and build up liquidity and reserves, but I want you to get rid of bad debt.
So what's the problem if you get too aggressive in paying down something like your student loan debt and you're not as liquid as you'd like to be? What's the consequence of that then?
Sure. Let's say that I pay down $10,000 on my student loan. I'm proud of myself. I pat myself on the back, and then all of a sudden I lose my job. I can't get that $10,000 back. You see, many people have things like life insurance, and they buy that because, I have it. I signed up for that scheme. So if I die, my kids get money. Well, that's great for them, but I'm dead. Uh-huh. It's more likely that I'm going to have a job loss. I'll want to change my job because I don't like it. A health scare or something like that. Nothing gets you through an emergency like cash in the bank. Uh-huh. I think that we are so afraid of debt in our society that we don't keep enough cash in the bank. And even if you have some good debt in your life and cash, you pick up liquidity and flexibility. That's the path where breakthrough starts.
Talking to Tom Anderson, his brand new book, The Value of Debt in Building Wealth. Did you call life insurance a scheme? Is that right?
No, I mean, it's not. I sign up for it as well, like many people do. But the whole premise of it is it doesn't pay off unless you die.
Right.
So that's why it doesn't
benefit you.
I don't know how good it is for me.
Right. tell me this, Tom. So when you talk about the worst kind of debt, the debt you really shouldn't be incurring at all, what would that be then?
It's going to be things like credit card debt and payday loans. I mean, once you fall into that, any debt that has a rate of interest more than 10%, then all the conventional talking heads and I are on the exact same page. Step one in my book is get rid of what I call oppressive debt. So if you have a credit card paying you, where your interest rate is 15 or 20%, you need to get rid of that as fast as you can, because you just fall in this death spiral. So what I want you to do is get rid of bad debt as quickly as you can, and then focus on building up that liquidity and savings and cash in the checking account. And I basically break life into different phases, giving you a glide path to financial freedom.
So as you get closer to retirement, should you have a different approach towards dealing with debt at that point?
Sure. The answer is it depends. Once you have a net worth that is greater than 20 times your annual income, you don't necessarily have to embrace as much debt. So let's say that you have $100,000 of annual income and you have a portfolio greater than $2 million. You don't have to embrace debt. If you have $50,000 of annual income and you have more than $1 million, your ability with debt becomes a lot more flexible. But until you break through that level, which very few people have, you have a debt to your future self. You have the obligation to create a retirement income stream going forward. And people need to be balancing the fact that they need to have the highest probability of success with the least risk. And that's what this book is about. And debt is risky, but good debt can be a tool to get you on that path.
Now, Tom Anderson, the book is The Value of Debt in Building Wealth, a brand new book just out this month. $2 million portfolio. How do you end up with that?
Well, actually, what I show you is I basically take three different people in the book. That's how it starts out. Person number one says, all debt's bad. I'm going to get rid of it as quickly as possible. Person number two takes a little bit of a balanced approach. And person number three embraces the right amount of debt the right way throughout their life. This book is specific and actionable and mathematically proves that with the right amount of debt, you, no matter who you are listening, if your income is more than $50,000, can have a path to a portfolio greater than 20 times your annual income.
And so how did we end up getting taught that debt is such a bad thing then all along?
Because of oppressive debt. And every single person has, number one, that I know, most of us have had a time that you were like me, where you were check to check. Most of us have had a time where we had money on our credit card and we were worried about our finances. And most of us know someone who's gone bankrupt and got into trouble primarily with bad debt. Mm-hmm. And I talk about that a lot in the book. Debt has caused many problems in society. But what happens is the right amount, the right way is very powerful. So we're way too quick to group all debt is evil, and I'm in a race to pay it down. Yeah. And so what I tried to do is come up with something in the middle here of specific and actionable we could use in a balanced way.
I'm curious, if you're in a tight spot and you need cash, you don't have it, what would you do? Would you get a credit card and put it on a credit card? Would you pull it out of a 401k? How would you approach that scenario?
So, well, you could turn to a 401k in some circumstances. I've never seen a time where a loan from a 401k beats having money in the bank to cover the emergency. So few people have a 3 to 6 month cash reserve that my huge focus is step one, get rid of oppressive debt. Step two, have a 3 to 6 month cash reserve.
Yeah. And how do you how do you get yourself to the position? Because it's like it's well over 90% of Americans don't have that cash reserve, right?
Yeah, I think it's because of our anti-debt hysteria. They should have it, but they don't have it. You're exactly right. So I give you a glide path. Look, if you make more than the average family of four in the United States of America, you should be able to save some amount of money. And so what I do is say, I get it. A lot of us are not saving as much as we'd like to. How do we take baby steps to gradually increase our savings? And once we do that, where do we direct that savings? Do we pay down debt or build up savings? Right. This is what a lot of fights around kitchen tables are about.
When you see someone that has no savings at all, is that a financial issue or a psychological one usually?
So that's tricky. I mean, it's a bit of a combination. And so this book is a very clear mathematical framework that will get you on track. But there's definitely a psychological aspect to it. This is not about buying things you can't afford. I'm going to recommend that you live in a much more conservative house than you likely could afford, and that you drive a more conservative car than you potentially could afford, but it will give you a path to financial freedom. So it's all about balance.
Mm-hmm. That's great advice. Tom Anderson, his brand new book, The Value of Debt in Building Wealth. The Value of Debt in Building Wealth. Imagine that. Tom Anderson right here on 1320 WILS. Tom, thank you very much.
Hey, thank you very much. Appreciate it. It's great to be back.
Yep. We'll talk again. When we come back, again, the author of the book, The Islamic Jesus, this should be interesting. He's going to tell us why Muslims should be turning to Jesus to solve their problems today. That's next on WILS.